Fort McCoy spokesperson Linda Fournier says not much has changed at Fort McCoy since the United States began initial attacks in Iraq. Fournier says troops continue training as usual at the military base near Sparta. They're being processed and packing gear in anticipation of moving elsewhere to support the war effort.
We have approximately 8,000 soldiers located at Fort McCoy. Some have been here since the end of January. Some just came in last week. But since January 1st, there have been approximately 1,500 soldiers that have left Fort McCoy. Those soldiers were left not only for the Persian Gulf, but a lot of those are also supporting Homeland Defense.
Fournier says most soldiers will provide combat support. Some may see conflict, but she says the role for most will be one of support.
These soldiers are soldiers who drive trucks. They are military police. They run hospital units. They are also what are known as quartermaster units. So their primary duty is not on the front line where they will be doing battle. They are combat support soldiers. However, they could be fired upon, and that's why it's important that they all go through their weapons qualification.
Fournier says the situation is fluid. There's no indication when soldiers will leave, but they could move out at any time. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.